the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. God bless you, and thank you for joining us here this morning. I'm sharing inspirations from some of the Saturday morning Bible studies that we've enjoyed over the last few weeks, and I'd welcome you to join us in those Saturday morning Bible studies and even share your thoughts and your reactions to some of these things. But this morning for our daily inspiration, I would like to look at two scriptures that speak about the kingdom of heaven and then quickly think about the faith of a child. The other scripture that I wanted to read here is in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus, speaking to Nicodemus, says, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, beloved, if you have trouble understanding the kingdom of God, if you cannot see it, you should come to grips with that scripture that says, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But now here, in this passage in Matthew chapter 18 that I read to begin with, we find Jesus ups the ante a little bit more. And what we find, and this is the response to the disciples' argument about who's the greatest. And in the response, Jesus presents a little child. And when it says he set them in their midst, I don't picture that we have a circle of disciples and the child placed in the center. I picture a circle of disciples, and the child is placed alongside of the disciples. In other words, by Jesus, this child is placed at the same level as the disciples. And what he says here, and so that's the response to the question of who is the greatest, is in fact the child. Now the child has no possessions, he has no agenda. The child is vulnerable. You know, he's trusting. He's following the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, who is great in the kingdom of heaven? That sort of a person. That sort of a childlike faith. The faith of a child is what it takes to achieve greatness in the kingdom of heaven. No possessions. No agendas. No self-importance, but rather a trusting, believing faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then Jesus said, Except ye be converted, and... So, in the passage in John, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus says, You must be converted to see the kingdom. And here in this passage in Matthew, Jesus says, Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You shall not even enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm afraid, beloved, too many have not become as little children. They've not given up their own agenda, and they've not, by faith, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and just walked with him, but rather they act more like adults. And there is a sense that the churches of the world want adults. They want this theological understanding of Christianity and blending Christ in with an adult life and a fully formed life, and you know what, I'm not going to surrender, and I'm not going to give up my agenda. But what we have here is we have something totally different. Jesus said, if you become as a little child, if you have the faith of a child. And what are some of the other scriptures that speak about the faith of a child? Perhaps in Matthew 6, why take ye thought for the morrow? You know, that's the faith of a child. The straight gate when Jesus speaks about entering in at the straight gate, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. That is the way of faith. It is a narrow way. He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, in Matthew chapter 7. That's being as a child, without any holdings of my own, doing what I'm told. And so those are some of the thoughts that I had about becoming as a little child. And once again, the theme comes back to the obedience, the radical obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says, you enter into the kingdom of heaven. Isn't that a blessing? So I hope you've been encouraged here this morning. And I hope you can join us during the Saturday morning Bible study sometime. In order to do that, you would call the number that's 218-862-1300. Enter the number 525-819, and that's at 7:30 every Saturday morning. So God bless you all.